Hello, I'm Matt Campbell, and welcome to this week's look at Linux. There's so much you can do with Linux, and so much to learn about it, that this look at Linux series couldn't possibly cover it all. For this reason and others, it's important to know about the documentation that's available for Linux and how to access that documentation. One of the good things about Linux for blind users is that all the documentation that you could want for Linux is available in electronic format, both on your Linux system itself and on the internet. So I'm going to talk about documentation on this week's look at Linux. The first type of documentation that I'm going to discuss is the classic system of documentation, which has been used under Unix for quite a while, and that is the system of manual pages, or man pages for short. The name manual pages implies that these reference documents were intended to be gathered into a printed manual. Of course, we don't use them that way. We use them as individual documents that we read on our Linux machines. You can find man pages for several commands and configuration file formats, as well as various functions in programming libraries, but I won't get into that. To read a man page under Linux, you use the man command, and this command will format the document into a plain text rendering if it hasn't been formatted already, and then display it using a program that will allow you to view it one screen at a time. On Linux systems, this program is typically the less utility, which I've shown briefly in previous Look at Linux segments. So, I'm going to show you now how to view a man page, and as an example, I'm going to use the man page for fetch mail, which you would use under Linux to download your email from your internet service provider. So, to view this man page, I'm going to type
F-A-N-F-E-T-C-H-M-A-I-L
and press enter. Okay, there's the man page. And the first thing you heard was fetch mail 1. Fetch mail, of course, is the name of the man page. 1 is the section of the manual system that this document is in. There are 8 sections that man pages can be in, and the 3 most important sections for end users are section 1, which contains programs that you can run from a normal user account, section 5, which contains information about various configuration file formats, and section 8, which contains documentation for system administration utilities and some background processes. There's also section 6, which contains man pages for some games. So, we're in this man page now, and the first screenful of it is being displayed. Let's read the bottom line, since that is the status line for the less utility.
Manual page, fetch mail 1, line 1.
Okay. To advance to the next screen, you can press the space key.
Space tuples are listed at the end of this manual page. While fetch mail is primarily intended to be used over on-demand TCP/IP subject.
Okay. So you get the idea. You can read a screen at a time and press space to advance to the next screen. Now, if you want to go to the end of the file, say, for example, we know this is a lengthy man page, and perhaps we want to find out who wrote the program. The author section is typically at the end of the man page, or very near it. So, to go to the end of this man page, I'm going to press the greater than key. The end key will also work in some situations. Normally it does work if you're using a Linux console, though I've noticed that it doesn't in Red Hat 6.1. But the greater than key always works, so that's what I'm going to press. Okay, now I'm going to start reading at the bottom.
Manual page, fetch mail 1, line 24/63/25.
That, again, is the status line of the less utility. And now I'm going to start going up a line at a time.
Blank. 38. Blank. RFC 2033. LMTP. Blank. Up. RFC 1930. RFC 19. Veteran. Blank. 2190. RFC 1730. RFC 11. Enough 2 slash. Blank. RFC 10. For up. Blank. RFC 4. Up up. Blank. Top fetch.
Okay. Never mind. It seems to be listing the reference documents for the various protocols that FetchMail supports. So, anyway, you get the idea how to go to the end of a file in less. If you wanted to scroll up a line at a time to get to what you're looking for, you can do that with the up arrow, and you can also scroll down a line at a time with the down arrow. If you want to go back to the beginning of the file, you can do that with the less than key. Well, obviously, we're not going to read this whole man page, because it's quite long. But I'm going to tell you about the standard format that a man page is typically in. The first section in the man page is the name section, and this contains the name and a brief description of whatever it is that the man page covers. The next section is synopsis, and for man pages which are about programs, the synopsis gives you a concise overview of the command line format. And it's important to read this section of the man page, if not the whole man page itself, with all punctuation turned on in speak up. And the reason I say that is because the synopsis uses brackets to indicate whether command line parameters are optional. So if a parameter is optional, then it will be enclosed in brackets, otherwise it will not be. Also, if two or more parameters have vertical bars between them, that indicates that they're equivalent, I think. The next section in the man page is the description, and this contains a more detailed description of whatever it is that the man page covers. And the next section in a man page about a program is typically options, and this contains a more detailed listing of the command line options and a description of each one. The next section is, I don't think that the sections after that have a particular order, but some other standard sections are files, which lists various files that the program uses. There's also often a see also section, which refers you to other relevant man pages, and a section which mentions the author of the program and possibly other credits. So, that gives you an overview of man pages. I'm going to get out of this one using the Q command in less. Now, the next type of documentation I'm going to discuss is the set of how-to documents which are produced by the Linux Documentation Project. The how-tos, among other documentation, are available on the web at linuxdoc.org. That's L-I-N-U-X-D-O-C. However, they are also available on your Linux system if you have the right package installed. Under Debian, that package is called doc-linux-text, all lowercase as usual. And I've already installed that package to save time. And So, under Debian, to get to the how-to documents, you go to the /user/share/doc directory, which contains quite a bit of useful documentation, actually. And from there, you go to the how-to directory, and this is in all caps. From there, you go to the en-txt directory. This indicates that the documents are in English and they're in plain text format. Alright, now we're in the directory with all of the how-tos. These files are all compressed, and so you can't just view them with the less utility. You have to use zless, which basically uncompresses the file and then passes it off to less. To demonstrate this, I'm going to open the distribution how-to, which contains information about some of the major Linux distributions, as well as some commentary and opinions from the authors, or from the author, I should say. And to do this, I'll type
ZLESSADISTRIB.
And I'm going to have the shell complete the rest of the file name by pressing the tab key. And now I'm going to press enter.
Distribution auto.txt.gz. The Linux distribution auto verifies. Raymond S. Raptorsys.com v6.88 February 2000. This document is intended to help new users choose a Linux distribution action and to help experienced users track the state of the Linux merit kit. It does not aim to be a complete list of Linux distributions for all platforms, but instead focuses on leading English language Intel distributions available on CD-ROM.
Okay. Now you can read the rest of this how-to with the less utility, just like you'd read a man page. So I'm going to press Q to get out of this. And that's the how-to documentation. There's some other documentation available online at linuxdoc.org, as I mentioned earlier. Specifically, there is an online book about installing and getting started with Linux. I'm not sure if that's distribution specific or probably aims to be general for the most part. I'm not sure. It's been a while since I've read it. One problem, though, with the HTML versions of those books is that the sample screen output is in the form of image files without useful alternate text. So instead of getting the HTML and browsing it online, if you go to linuxdoc.org, you might want to get those books in PDF format and view them with Adobe Acrobat Reader using perhaps the Access plugin under Windows. There's also a PDF to text converter for Linux, but I don't think I will cover that here. Not on this segment, anyway. So, that gives you an overview of the documentation from the Linux Documentation Project. There's one other type of documentation that I want to cover on this segment, and that is documentation that is available on your system in HTML format. And this documentation is typically under either the /user/doc or /user/share/doc directory. And probably some documentation is available from either one. As an example, I'm going to use I'm going to show you how to view the online version of a book that was written by two Debian developers about installing and using Debian Linux. I forget the exact title, but the Debian package for the HTML version is called Debian-Guide, and I have it installed on my system here. And the HTML version of this is available under /user/doc/Debian-guide. So that's where I'm going to go.
/debian/doc/Debian-guide.
Yes, I did put the U in guide, but I didn't. I typed it too fast. Now I'm going to look at what we have in this directory with the ls command. I'm going to go to the HTML directory. Okay, we have two directories, frames and no frames. And the one that we want is no frames. So that's where I'm going to go. Now, when you're viewing documentation that's on your system in HTML format, the file that you typically want to view is called index.html. And if you've been listening to my HTML basic series, then you'll know why that is. And sometimes it's actually not called index.html, but in those cases you can look at the files in the directory and view the one that seems to make the most sense. It might be called toc.html or contents.html. It prefers on the author and what tools they use to produce the documentation. In this case, it is index.html, so I'm going to bring that up in the Lynx web browser. Okay, I'm going to have SpeakUp read the current screen. And this page has a table of contents on it, as well as some navigation links to move forward and backward through the document, as you've heard. So that gives you an idea of how to start reading a document that's in HTML format. And from here on out, my tutorial on the Lynx web browser applies to this. So I'm going to press a capital Q to get out of Lynx. Also, you can find under the user doc or user/share/doc directory, sometimes you can find a README file for the particular package that you want to use. And this is typically contained under a directory which is the same as the package name, not including the package version, under Red Hat and Slack, where it does tend to include the package version. And so you can browse the directory structure there using commands that I've already described and see if there's a README file. If there is one there and it's uncompressed, then you can view it with less. And if it's compressed, you can view it with zless. So I think that will give you enough information that you can start exploring the available documentation and learn more about Linux and what it has to offer on your own. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other comments about this segment, and no, it is not the last in the series, then feel free to send me an email at Matt, M-A-T-T, at acbradio.org.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time to log off for another week. This is Happy Mother and saying bye-bye.